very obviously disappointed to go out in Europe, but you know, that first 30 minutes in particular was fantastic performance.
We knew if we were going to come here and do something remarkable that we had to score the first goal. You're right, in that opening 30, 35 minutes we were the dominant team and could have possibly been two up in that period. And at this level, against their attacking players, when you don't take your opportunities, it comes back to bite you in the backside, and that's what's happened. Over the 180 minutes, Ramos, for them, the number 10, had three chances and scored three goals, and that's the difference. And ultimately, I know the scoreline is 2-0 and 2-0, but I don't think it was a fair reflection over the 180 minutes. You may tell me I'm wrong, but it's what I believe. And as I said, it's a completely different dynamic if we take the opportunities that were presented, but ultimately we didn't, and football's about putting the ball in the back of the net.
That's the buffer at this level, just being clinical, and James Akintunde had that great chance. Fantastic ball by Brandon Kavanagh. You fancy him to score there, that just turns the game on its head, doesn't it, if it goes in?
Aye, and Danny's had a really good chance into the side net, and we've had one from a set play where I think our own player might have cleared it off the line. So in that opening 30, 35 minutes, the players were absolutely exceptional, and our plan was working, and then they've scored, I feel, kind of against the run of play. And when a player like that lands on the ball in the box, you panic, and it's landed them twice in the box and he's stuck in the back of the net, and I suppose that's why they pay him the big money. I felt our overall performance was better tonight. An absolutely fantastic pitch here, and I think you could see in the first 30, 35 minutes the real quality that we had. And but as I said, their first goal turned it on its head. I hate pats in the back for losing matches. We've lost the two games, and as I said, I don't think there was an awful lot in the games, but you would have to say that they've probably just shaded it. And they've got, at the top end of the pitch, they've got outstanding, really, really outstanding footballers, and good luck to them.